Ladies and gentlemen, it's quite frankly absurd to suggest that cars do more harm than good. Cars enhance people's lives. They're great liberators, and they give people choices. Now, people will argue that cars cause pollution. Well, of course, nobody wants pollution. Nobody wants congestion. But it's simply not fair to put the blame on cars. Cars these days are getting much, much cleaner, and much quieter and safer too, for that matter. What is mainly responsible for pollution is the diesel engine. Diesel emissions actually contain 40 of the most carcinogenic substances known to man. And as we all know, diesel engines are fitted in buses. As for congestion, well, no doubt you've all heard nightmare scenarios of gridlocked roads, traffic at a permanent standstill. But this could easily be solved by building more roads where they're needed. And it's simply not true to say that cars clog up city centres, because most of the day they're parked out of the way in car parks. It is misconceived policies by planners and a shortage of roads that are causing the problems, not cars. And let's not forget the financial benefits cars bring to the country. The car industry provides some 10,000 jobs, not to mention the 30-odd million pounds in revenue from car tax, road tax, and tax on fuel. And finally, there's the issue of convenience. The fact is that public transport does not and cannot meet everyone's transport needs. People need to travel in and out of cities at different times and in different directions. And there are people living in the country who have no alternative but to use a car. Quite frankly, I find it astonishing that the anti-car lobby should expect car owners to spend thousands of pounds on buying their cars, taxing and insuring them, and then leave them at home and spend a small fortune on an inadequate public transport system that takes them nowhere near where they want to go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's live in the real world. The simple fact of the matter is, the car is here to stay. We like them, and we've got used to having them. You can't legislate to stop people using their cars. Ban them from the city centre, and they'll simply go elsewhere. Instead of declaring war on cars, what we need to do is accommodate them and come up with creative ideas for making life easier for the motorist. Thank you.